This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my brothers and sisters. Welcome to our tafsir of Surah Maryam. And alhamdulillah, what remains is the last 1.5 pages of Surah Maryam. And inshallah ta'ala, what remains is one of the most beautiful, most poetic, most eloquent sections of this surah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala challenges the disbelievers on their disbelief, challenges them on why do they say that Allah has a son, challenges them that they think that they're going to get wealth and children, why do they think that when they've earned it. And so extremely poetic and extremely beautiful section of Surah Maryam. Alhamdulillah, I remember learning this when I was a very young person. And alhamdulillah, really touched my heart. Let's take this, inshallah, see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to say to us today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is verse number 77 of Surah Maryam. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَتْ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا أَفَرَأَيْتَ. Have you seen? الَّذِي, the one who كَفَرَ, who disbelieves, بِآيَاتِنَا, with our signs, وَقَالْ, and قال, he says, لَأُوتَيَنَّ, I will be most definitely given. Okay? Most definitely with the lam, lam at-ta'keed, and then the noon, noon at-ta'keed, meaning that I will be most definitely, surely given, مَالًا وَوَلَدًا, wealth and children. So here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the believers over here, these disbelievers, those who do not have faith, they think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen them somehow or the other, or there's some sort of special relationship or some sort of special arrangement for which Allah will give them wealth and Allah will give them children. And this is, you know, totally wrong. For them to actually expect wealth from Allah and children from Allah azawajal without deserving it makes no sense, with all due respect. Rather, they should treat the situation with a situation of fear rather than a situation of hope. And here, the secret of this verse really is that the reason why Allah is getting angry with them is that they are at a point when they should be worshipping Allah through fear, they are worshipping Allah through hope. And that is the problem, ikhwan. And this is what a lot of Muslimin have fallen into. Today we worship Allah Azawajal more through hope than we do through fear when we have no difficulty in our life. Rather, at those points in time, we should be worshipping Allah through fear more than hope. So when do we worship Allah more through fear than hope? When we have a lot of khair, when we have a lot of blessings, when we're healthy, wealthy, when we are young, when we have issues, we should have a lot of fear, because we should be afraid that Allah will change us, Allah will take us to account for our sins, Allah will cause our families to die, for our wealth to go away, and because, you know, we deserve a lot of that with all due respect, because we continue on sinning with Allah's provisions that He has given us. That is not the time to have hope. The time to have hope is in times of distress and difficulty. And to have hope in Allah's mercy, knowing that Allah will change the situation of difficulty into ease, that is the time to have hope. So the reason why Allah is angry with them is because they have changed a situation of fear into one of hope. Attaba al-ghayb, has he seen the unseen? Meaning, is he able to achieve the khair for himself? Has he seen the unseen? Am ittakhadha 'inda ar-Rahmani 'ahda, or has he taken a promise from Ar-Rahman, the one who is the most merciful? Has he taken a promise from Allah that this will not happen, that Allah will not take into account, that Allah Azawajal will definitely give him that mercy? Has he got a contract with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about this? وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا. So كَلَّا. So Allah says كَلَّا. I have jumped one verse. So كَلَّا. Verse number 79. كَلَّا. Rather, nay. Of a surety, he has no guarantee of my mercy. He has not taken a contract from me. I have not given that contract and agreement to anybody. كَلَّا. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُ. We will write down what he said, which is the angels writing down what he said. وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّا. And that's why when Allah says سَنَكْتُبُ نَحْنُ, and we will do it, sometimes Allah refers to himself, and sometimes Allah refers to he and his angels, sometimes he refers to Allah's angels doing it, right? So how do you know which one? Well, you know it from the context. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُ, that means Allah's angels were writing down, that is from the context understood. سَنَكْتُبُ مَا قَالُوا, what he has said. وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ, and we will increase him. مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدَّى, and we will increase him from the adab a tremendous increase. وَنَرِثُهُ مَا يَقُولُ, and we will give him what he has earned. وَمَا يَقُولُ وَيَأْتِينَا فَرْضًا, and we will definitely, he will come on the day of judgment. فَرْضًا, meaning he will come alone, and he will have to bear witness his wealth and his children that he had inherited in this dunya will never benefit him in the akhirah. وَاتَّخَذُوا مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ آلِهَةً, and he persists beyond this by actually taking a god other than Allah. لِيَكُونُوا عَلَيْهِمْ لِيَكُونُوا لَهُمْ عِزَّةً, so that it is izzah and honor for them. And that's why the mushrikeen of Makkah, they used to have a lot of izzah through these false gods. And these gods were large and big, and they just made them into idols. And then they said, yeah, by Lat and Uzza, we're going to do this, you know. And they had these false deities that they had, that they drew wisdom, or that they drew izzah from. And, you know, this is a false izzah. It's like someone who likes to be praised for something he has not earned. Someone who fiends something that he does not have. And this is the same thing about these people. They claim izzah and honor through false gods, when these false gods do not increase them in anything at all except lack of izzah. Kalla, rather, nay, Allah says, سَيَكْفُرُونَ عِبَادَتِهِمْ وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدًّا. And look how poetic, wallahi. You know, when I read it in Arabic, yani, it just blows my mind away. Look at how Allah says, Kalla, rather, nay, سَيَكْفُرُونَ بِعِبَادَتِهِمْ, they will, meaning these idols, يَكْفُرُونَ, will disbelieve in their عِبَادَتِهِمْ, in their worship of them. وَيَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضِدًّا, they will be against the ones who worship them. SubhanAllah, can you imagine? Only Allah will be for the ones who worship Him, but all other devils and idols and all other people on the Day of Judgment will say, no, I don't want your worship. You worship me and I was not worthy of it. And I am against you. I hate you. Go away from me. Ah, la ilaha illallah. Where is the izzah and honor now? Kalla sayakfuruna bi'ibadatihim wa yakununa alayhim didda. Alam tara anna arsalna shayateena ala al-kafirina ta'uzzuhum azza. Have you not seen how we have sent the shayateen, the evil ones, the evil devils, عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ, to the disbelievers, تَأُزُّهُمْ أَزَّى, putting them fear in their hearts and pushing them onwards. فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ, so do not be in a hurry over them, ya Muhammad sallallahu إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّى, verily we are preparing for them a severe preparation, a tremendous preparation. It's like, you know what, guys? Prepare for your enemies, they're coming for you. Oh, the 19 Khaza'in of Jahannam. Prepare yourself, sharpen your swords, prepare your various forms of punishment. They are going to enter your Jahannam just in a little while. La ilaha illallah. Anyone who reads this knows that these words cannot be from anyone other than Allah. You know, I remember there was this new Muslim, a man who was a professor of antiquities and was a professor of archaeological, I believe of some very high level archaeological discoveries that he made in Egypt. And he was a professor of manuscripts, right, of old Egyptian manuscripts. So what did he do? He became Muslim, and I remember him speaking to us, and he was saying that, you know, he's listened to a lot of books and he's seen a lot of books, and you know, he's developed this almost sixth sense about books. You know, when he reads it, he gets this impression about it. He said, when I opened the Quran and I started reading from it, it's like, he said, I couldn't hold myself. He said, I had to turn my head away, and it was this light emanating from the Quran. There was something about this book telling me, this is just different. This is not any manuscript written by any dumb pharaoh or some silly court jester somewhere, or some court writer somewhere in some courts. No, rather this is different. He said that I could not put the book down, and I was so attracted to it, so much so that I truly accepted Islam at that point. You know, just the fact that he saw the book and he started reading some of his verses, the verses emanated to it, you know, I feel the same way, wallahi. You know, I don't see a light coming from it because perhaps I'm blind. And perhaps so, you know, it's the, because it's not إِنَّهَا لَا تَعْمَلْ أَبُصَارُ وَلَكِنْ تَعْمَلْ الْقُلُوبُ الَّتِي فِي الصُّدُورِ. It is not the eyes that are blind, as Allah says, it is the hearts and the chest that are blind. And so perhaps we have to open our hearts a lot more. We have to polish our chest, our hearts a lot more. So we feel it, but there's nur coming out of these verses that show that wallahi could not be from anyone but Allah Azza wa Jalla. فَلَا تَعْجَلْ عَلَيْهِمْ. So do not be in a hurry over them. إِنَّمَا نَعُدُّ لَهُمْ عَدَّا. We are preparing for them a severe preparation. يَوْمَ نَحْشُرُ الْمُتَّقِينَ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ وَفْدًا. On the day when the believers will be gathered together, إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنِ, to the most merciful, وَفْدًا, as a beautiful, beautiful congregation, right? And they're all gathered together. Muttaqeen, these are the muttaqeen, Ya Rabb, the ones who feared you. وَنَسُوقُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ وِرْدًا. And we will take the mujrimeen, the wrongdoers, إِلَى جَهَنَّمَ, to the disbelievers, in dragged in chains on their feet and on their faces. وِرْدًا. يَمْلِكْ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ الشَّفَاعَةَ. They will not be able to speak and ask for any safety or any shafa'ah, which is intercession, on that day. إِلَّا مَنِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ أَحْدًا. Except for the one who Allah has already promised for him. Who are the ones who Allah has promised? The prophets of God, the martyrs, the angels, those who are the top angels, or the angels in general. A family that goes to Jannah, Ahlul Jannah, for the people of Jannah. And these are some of the people who Allah has taken an ahd, a promise that Allah will listen to them, but they will not be able to speak at any time, only when Allah wants. And they will not be able to speak for anyone that they want. They will be only able to speak for the one who Allah is happy for them to speak about. وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا. And they said, Allah has indeed taken a walada, a son. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. Verily you've come with an evil saying. إِدَّا mean very filthy, very evil, very repugnant saying. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدَّا. Also, إِدَّا also means something which is very tremendous, something very magnanimous in its filth. تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتِ. And the heavens and the earth is about to, takad meaning about to, as-samawat, the heavens. يَتَفَطَّعْنَ مِنْهُ. It is about to be torn apart. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ. And the earth is about to be ripped. وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّ. The mountains about to be fall down in utter ruin. And you look at the power of these verses. Who speaks like that? Who speaks like that except Rabbana? تَكَادُ السَّمَاوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا أَنْ دَعَوْ لِلرَّحْمَانِ وَلَدًا. That they should say Allah has a walad. That they should say Allah has a son. وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لِلرَّحْمَانِ أَنْ يَتَّخِذَ وَلَدًا. It does not befit the most merciful to take a son. In kullu man fi samawati, verily every single thing in the heavens, wal ardi, and in the earth, illa, will not ati al-Rahman, will not except come to al-Rahman, the most merciful, abda, as a slave. Yani we are all slaves of Allah. Muhammad is a slave of Allah. Jibreel is a slave of Allah. Everything is a slave of Allah. We are all his slaves. We do not call ourselves his children. We do not glorify ourselves. We cannot even think like that. We are all his slaves. Yes, but a master can be merciful to his slaves. Master can love his slaves. Master can cherish his slaves and want to be with his slaves. Yes, that's entirely possible. You're still a slave. You're still a slave. And the fact that Allah has called us a slave is an honor for us, because we are being attributed to him. Allah is not saying, oh, you're the slave of any other master. No, Allah is attributing the master, that slavery, to his master. So that is our slavery to him. لَقَدْ أَحْصَاهُمْ وَعَدَّهُمْ عَدَّا. Verily he has counted them, and he has counted each one of them specifically. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا. And every single person will come on the day of judgment, on the يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا, or as a person who is coming one by one. He will come on the day of judgment one by one, meaning no one else will bear his sin. No one else will answer for him. Everyone will answer to Allah separately. they will all have to stand up to their own deeds. No one can answer on behalf of others, and everyone will have to answer what they did on their own, subhanAllah. So يوم القيامة فردك. You know what? This is just amazing verse of Allah. I mean, not much I can say by way of tafsir, except to tell you that anyone who understands these words and the power of these words in Arabic will understand how beautiful these words are in terms of the poetic nature of the words, of how much balagha there is in it, of how it smells of verses and words and poetry that could not have come from man. It indeed is heavenly, it was come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَكُلُّهُمْ آتِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَرْضًا. Everyone come on the day of judgment, one by one. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Verily those who believe and do righteous deeds. سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will put for every one of those people who do righteous deeds and those who believe and do righteous deeds. وُدَّا. What does وُدَّا mean? Wud means a love. You know, Wud is, you know, from the name, comes the name Al-Wadud, Allah's name Al-Wadud. Al-Wadud means the one who loves his creation, the loving God. So verily those who believe and those who righteous deeds, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّا. For them Allah will put وُدَّا, which means a cause of love. What is that wud? It could be Jannah itself, it could be the intercession of the Prophet ﷺ, but all of this is earned because of them believing first. And that is why, Ikhwani, and Yaqul ibn Qayyim rahimahullah, when the number of people that said that we love Allah increased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made a challenge to them. And the challenge that he put for them was that he asked them to do something to prove the love that they profess on their tongues and they say they have in their hearts. And that is, follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if indeed you love Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you. So the wudda is, therefore, Allah will give us a deed for which Allah will love us. And what is that deed? Inshallah, it is following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, or something else that is similar to it. Alhamdulillah. And of course, all good deeds are following the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. Who else taught us that except the Prophet ﷺ? So those who do righteous deeds and those who believe, Allah will give them a wudda, a deed by which Allah will love them and they will love Allah. إِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِلِسَانِكَ. Verily we have made this Qur'an easy. يَسَّرْنَاهُ. We have made this Qur'an easy. بِلِسَانِكَ. Upon your tongue. وَلِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. وَلِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ. And so that you can give glad tidings to those who fear me. وَتُنْذِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُبْتًا. And so that you may warn the people that are astray and forgetful and careless. قَوْمًا لُبْتًا, meaning the people who are lud, and these people are careless and they are in ignorance, they are being careless and they are being led astray. وَكَمْ أَهْلَكْنَا قَبْلَهُمْ. And how many have we destroyed? مِنْ قَبْلَهُمْ, before them. مِنْ قَرْنٍ, from generations. هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Can you, have you heard anything? تُحِسُّ, meaning you sense anything about them? Meaning, do you know anything about them? Have you heard about them? And do you see their dwellings or their children? Are they still alive? Is there any more that you know about them except what we have told you? هَلْ تُحِسُّ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَوْ تَسْمَهُ لَهُمْ رِكْزًا. Or do you even hear about them a tale or a fable about them? No, you don't. And subhanAllah, amazing, isn't it? I want to read this to you in Arabic. And then I want you to see how powerful these words are and how it feels in your heart. Shall I read it to you? Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. أَفَرَأَيْتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ بِآيَاتِنَا وَقَالَ لَأُوتَيَنَّ مَالًا وَوَلَدًا أَطَّلَعَ الْغَيْبَ أَمِ اتَّخَذَ عِنْدَ الرَّحْمَنِ أَحْدًا. كَلَّا, سَنَكْتُبُ مَا يَقُولُونَ وَنَمُدُّ لَهُ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ مَدًّا ونرثه ما يقولون ويأتينا فردا. واتخذوا من دون الله آلهة ليكونوا لهم عزا. كلا, سيكفرون بعبادتهم ويكونون عليهم ضدا. ألم تر أن الشياطين على الكافرين تؤزهم أزا فلا تعجل عليهم إنما نعد لهم عدا يوم نحشر المتقين إلى الرحمن وفدا ونسوق المجرمين إلى جهنم وردا لا يملكون الشفاعة إلا من اتخذ عند الرحمن عهدا وقالوا اتخذ الرحمن ولدا لقد جئتم شيئا إدا تكاد السماوات يتفطرن منه وتنشق الأرض وتخر الجبال هدا أن دعوا للرحمن ولدا وما ينبغي للرحمن أن يتخذ ولدا إن كل من في السماوات والأرض إلا آتي الرحمن عبدا لقد أحصاهم وعدهم عدا وكلهم آتيه يوم القيامة فردا إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات سيجعل لهم الرحمن ودا إنما يسرناه بلسانك لتبشر به المتقين وتنذر به قوما لدا وكم أهلكنا قبلهم من قرن هل تحس منهم من أحد أو تسمع لهم ركزا جزاكم الله خير. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us from this beautiful Quran, and because of our love for this Quran, because of our belief in this Quran, رَبَّنَا إِنَّنَا آمَنَّا فَغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ آمين يا رب العالمين. Until tomorrow, Surah Taha, don't miss it, inshallah. The Surah of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from Musa alayhi wa sallam. Amazing Surah, amazing tafsir. جزاكم الله خير. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.